Hey, here's what's happening. President-elect Joe Biden continuing to make his rounds.
It's President-elect Joe Biden still denied access to White House offices and resources. He's being briefed on the COVID crisis by frontline workers. Workers like this despairing Minnesota ICU nurse Mary Turner.
Do you know that I have not been tested yet, and I have been on the front lines in the ICU since February?
You're kidding me.
No.
Mary,
I'm sorry, I'm so emotional.
No.
It's just...
You got me emotional.
And President Trump team in Wisconsin still working on that recount.
The Trump campaign is strapped for cash, and that is part of why they're focusing on just two counties in that Wisconsin recount. It'll cost them around $3 million, whereas a statewide recount would have cost them nearly $8 million. Either way, the recount is not expected to change the outcome in that state.
Now, during this election season, the idea of whether or not to abolish the Electoral College has been an especially hot topic. Here to help us talk about that a little bit, our political analyst, John Creed. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Christine.
Yeah, a little bit about what do you think? You know, this always comes up during election years, especially about, you know, we need to get rid of the Electoral College. Then there'll be talks on both sides. I think some people just don't quite get that. What are your thoughts? Do you think abolish it, keep it, change it?
I believe you change it. And the way I figure is that you would get the percentage of the electors as you get the possession percentage of the popular vote in that state. For example, if a state had 20 electoral votes like Pennsylvania and candidate X got 40% of the vote, they would get 40% of the electors. So that would take away the winner-take-all. But I think to go to a general popular vote, seven states could control the election. For example, both Hillary Clinton and Biden carried California by 3 to 4 million votes, and seven big states would control the election, and the little states would be forgotten.
Now, don't just a few of the states now do that where they split the electors? What, the state of Maine does that? Does anybody else do it?
In Nebraska, they do it by congressional district.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, this year, for the first time, two of those two states gave one elector, Nebraska to Biden and Maine to Trump.
Now, with the electors too, is it true that they have to, when the electors cast their votes, that they have to vote according to how the votes went in their state, or do they have freedom to change their vote?
Most states, they have freedom. As a matter of fact, 4 years ago, four people didn't vote for Hillary and two didn't vote for Trump, because if you add up the electoral votes in 2016, they didn't add to 540.
Now, I think a lot of people, and correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't the Electoral College basically set up, you know, as you had talked about, it, several states controlling everything? If they didn't have the Electoral College with votes counting in some of the states that aren't as heavily as populated, they would never see any political candidates standing there, and there would be just a few big states that controlled all the national elections.
That's actually what the Fourth Fathers thought about. It was amazing what they thought about, and every contingency has been covered. But the situation was to make every state important, and in recent years you've seen candidates go to states that didn't have many electoral votes.
Well, it's an interesting and an ongoing story, and I'm sure we're going to talk about it again. That's our political analyst, John Creed. We appreciate you joining us today.
And December 14th is when the Electoral College meets.
Okay. We'll talk then, too. Again, that's John Creed. Thanks so much. We'll be back right after this.